I'm reminded of the parades over these last number of years. First, when the Royals won the World Series, and then the subsequent two times that the Chiefs won. The parades, the gatherings, a sea of blue, a sea of red, seemingly peace throughout the city for a moment of time. Neighbors who do not speak, sharing a high five or a cheer or a beer as they both don their Royals gear or their Chiefs gear and make their way to the parade. And yet, we see the limitation of such an event, of such a moment in time, to unify, but not in a lasting way. You see, in the readings today, the Jewish community was divided. Not only did you have the Pharisees and the Sadducees, but then you had the Essenes, those who had lived separate from the community, that Jerusalem was lost. We have to just abandon all of Jerusalem in order to purify ourselves as a community, in order for the Messiah to come. Multiple groups and factions amongst the Jewish people, not to mention the Herodians, who were all in league with the powers that be in order to maintain political control of things. Paul kind of manipulates these factions today. And because of it, a great argument erupts in the Sanhedrin. They are not one. If there is any doubt that Jesus intended to create a body of believers, that doubt should be dispelled by the gospel text today. A body of believers, a body of those who are reconciled, a body that Jesus desires to make one in him. These passages get so complicated, I think you have to write them out, and like every time it repeats, like separate it so you can visually see it, but over and over and over again, this desire that they be one, in him, that just as the Father and the Son are one, so they shall be. And as the love of the Father is in the Son, so it shall be in that body, and that the body would be where the Son is, in the glory that the Father had given him from the beginning. And it's just over and over and over and over again, this expression of desire for us to be as the Trinity is. To be one, to be united, not in a sporting event, not in an occasion of something, but in truth. To know who God is, to know who we are, and to abide in that truth. It is an illusion that the USCCB is unified. The United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. It's an illusion. They don't speak about how divided it is because they don't want to cause scandal to the church. It's divided. Bishop against bishop, cardinal against cardinal. It's divided right now. How will that be reconciled? Well, if we just call everybody together, we just provide some discipline, we'll do these things, and it's like, no. It will come when the Spirit of truth convicts in the hearts of those who are not abiding in that truth. We are one not by a human invention, a human endeavor. We are one in the Spirit. And the beauty and the work of the Spirit of truth to convict our hearts that we might be unified to God, and in being unified to God, to be unified to each other. This is Jesus' desire. And it's not one in a t-shirt or one in a name. It is one in him. There is no way that we can do this, my brothers and sisters. There is no way that we can be about making this and reconciling it and being and doing all of these things. It is a constant living miracle for the church to remain one. It's interesting, it's in the news now. The Benedictine foundress of community in Missouri has been found incorrupt. It's a miracle. It's in the news agencies, all of these things. And yet we, as church, are a living miracle that we continue to exist as one, to be reconciled with each other, given all of our weakness, all of our brokenness, all of our inabilities, that God would meet us in grace and reconciliation and redemption, and that we would be one in mind and in heart, in spirit and in truth. We are supposed to be one so that the world might believe. That the world might believe that the Father sent his Son, Jesus Christ, into the world. So, we need to be humble. And we need to be attentive to the Holy Spirit. We cannot force unity. It is through transformation, conversion, repentance, reconciliation, love, transformation, that the great miracle of church exists in the world. It has always been such. It has always been such. And it will be still the same solution for us in our time, that we might be one and give glory to God for the great miracle that he has worked and done in us. May we be docile to the Spirit. Amen.